The CDC says every year about 4% of all hospital patients in the U.S. get an infection from medical care, according to a new study released Wednesday. Of those patients who do get an infection, just over 10% die. Michael Bell is with the CDC.
Lung infections, gut infections, infections related to surgery, infections related to urinary catheters are at the top of the list of things that are causing problems for hospital patients.
The study used 2011 data from 183 U.S. hospitals. The most common infections were pneumonia and those from surgeries. Combined, those made up nearly half of all reported infections.
This is an opportunity for us to look very clearly at the places that we're not routinely measuring and say which of these things needs to have that level of attention directed towards it next.
That study looked at all hospital infections. A separate CDC study, also released Wednesday, focused on certain infections the agency has tracked for some time. Infections related to central bloodstream lines have been cut nearly in half since 2008, and surgical infections are down nearly 20% in the same time frame. Georgia has seen similar improvements with surgical infections, but lags behind improvements in preventing bloodstream infections, cutting those only by a third. Denise Flock is with the Georgia Hospital Association. She says the study shows Georgia is improving, but there's still room for more, especially as it relates to preventing infections that stem from central bloodstream lines.
We were working with hospitals looking at those insertion practices and also the line maintenance, and I think that's where we have opportunity and that's where we're seeing improvement.
The CDC says no state performed better than the nation on all infection types it tracks. The center's advice for preventing infections: don't be afraid to ask your doctor to wash his or her hands. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.